It's time for Wolverines Weekly. We sit down and recap the latest in WDC athletics. Let's hustle to it. Welcome back for our first Wolverines Weekly of 2022. I'm CJ Baumgartner. Thanks for listening. We have a chance to talk with Wadena Deer Creek head girls and boys basketball coaches, head hockey coach, head wrestling coach, and AD Norm Gallant as well. For all that and more, we got the interviews after this. Welcome in here to Wolverines Weekly, our first one of 2022, and we are joined with Wadena Deer Creek Athletic Director Norm Gallant. And thanks for taking the time to join in, Norm.
You bet. Yeah, glad to get up here and out of the cold.
Yeah, and, you know, just with, it's a cold way to start 2022, but you've had some teams that are playing hot right now. The girls basketball team is one that comes off the top of my head. There have been a couple other teams that have been playing well as well. And before we dive into that, I just want to talk. You guys had a pretty big competition over at Wadena Deer Creek earlier this week.
Yeah, last night was a lot of fun. We had the Heart of Lakes Conference dance jazz competition. So we had schools from as far away as Black Duck and DGF. And, our girls really did a nice job. We have Madison Johnson as our new dance coach this year. And she's just been really working hard. And she's got our kids really doing a good job. And our JV team was second place last night, which is a great accomplishment for them. And I know the girls were super excited about that. And our varsity jazz team was fifth, which is a nice finish for them too. So they just kind of keep getting better, and every year we get to host the sections, and that'll be coming up on February 5th. So it was nice to have another competition here and give our girls a chance to dance at home.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, getting to dance at home and getting to host that section game. That's a cool thing, just to be able to get to do it in front of, in the school where you're most comfortable. Then you also get to do it, a better opportunity for parents and fans, and just, it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, for sure, and we're very blessed to have a real nice central location, both in the Heart of Lakes and in our section, so we get that opportunity, and it's a lot of fun for our kids. It makes for some long days and long nights, but I think everybody appreciates coming in the gym and being able to cheer on our kids.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier Maddie Johnson, the new dance coach at Wadena Deer Creek, and she had the opportunity to come on the program last month, and she was great to talk to, and she said it's just been such a fun experience for her getting to do this with the girls, and just talk about how great she's been this year.
Yeah, she's done a really great job. She worked with Beth Machenbacher, our longtime coach, last year, and kind of got her feet wet a little bit, but first time as a head coach, very organized, very good with the kids, works them hard, but also, gives them that time to rest and recover. Really built a nice atmosphere, and I think she's over 20 kids now, which is a very good numbers for our dance program, and I see that continuing to go up as her kind of what she's doing gets out there at school.
Yeah, and one last thing on the dance competition specifically, or just dance team in general. We try and highlight too on the program as much as we do basketball and hockey and wrestling, and they're fun sports to follow and fun to talk to and a lot of great stuff. It's also fun to get to highlight the dance team and the Nordic skiing team and cheerleading and all these other kind of activities that Wadena Deer Creek offers, and it's just fun because it gives kids who maybe they can't quite shoot a basketball, they might not be able to pull off a pin, to be able to give them an opportunity to do something athletically.
Oh, for sure. And, that's kind of the unique thing about Wadena Deer Creek, I think, is, for many, many years, Wadena Deer Creek was a giant school in comparison to our neighbors. So as a result of that, we've had a lot of activities. And fortunately, we've been able to maintain and even add a few where you're right. If you want to do something at Wadena Deer Creek and earn a varsity letter and really have a chance to learn about something and compete in something you love, you have a good chance. Like you said, the Nordic skiing, what a really neat deal, and what Terry's doing with those kids, and I know how much fun they're having, and that's a lifelong thing, where I was a wrestler and a wrestling coach for a long time. I'm not going to go down the street and wrestle with somebody, but some of these things are things that are going to be great for you as an adult, and so we're really blessed in that, and, obviously thankful to our school board and our administration for supporting all the activities, and hopefully we can just keep it going. As long as we've got kids that want to participate, we're surely going to do everything we can to give them that opportunity.
And speaking of some kids who have done the most with opportunities, as a lot of schools are announcing, they're AAA award winners, and you guys have announced yours as well. Talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, wow, we've got just a dynamic pair this year. Madison Packer is obviously a senior and just a fantastic, fantastic young woman. Probably one of the kindest girls you're ever going to meet. Kind of goes about her business in a quiet yet enthusiastic way and makes everybody around her better. She's all-state tennis player, of course, took fifth place in the state tournament this year. She's been our point guard since seventh grade in basketball. She's a hurdler on the track team. And like I said, just, boy, if you could... if you can find a better girl than Maddie, I haven't met her. And then you got Peyton Rondesvet, and I feel extremely blessed to have coached Peyton in football as an assistant football coach. And, you know, another kid, a quiet, unassuming kind of guy, but as good a leader as we have and as good a kid as you're going to find, kind and good to others and inclusive and just a great all-state football player, and that's something I'll announce here too. He's an all-state football player and in Class 2A as a quarterback, threw for over 2,000 yards this fall. He's been an all-conference, all-area basketball player since 9th and 10th grade and, you know, obviously an all-state caliber baseball player and got us into the state tournament last year along with a whole host of others, but just a great, great baseball player too. So, you know, I can't say enough, and that's a great thing about a small school like this too is, you know, even though I'm in the office full-time, I get to interact with these kids on a daily basis and see what they do, and we are very, very blessed to have kids like Peyton and Maddie in our school, and they're two of a whole bunch that we've got going through right now, and that's why, you know, we're having a lot of success in a lot of other things is because they set the standard, but everybody rises to that, and, you know, to our parents and folks around Wadena, you can really be proud of what your kids are doing. We've really got some awesome, awesome kids right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned that a little bit too. You kind of highlight that because it's not just these, both of them, both Maddie and Peyton are very accomplished athletes, but, you know, that's the nice thing about the AAA award. It's athletics, it's arts, and it's academics, and it combines all that, and it just shows that they don't only excel in, you know, the form of competition, but they excel in a lot of other aspects, which just sets them up beyond their Wadena Deer Creek careers.
Oh, absolutely. They're involved in everything that they can be involved in at school. And, you know, I keep going back to the character piece, too. And even though the character isn't, you know, maybe named in the AAA, I think character has a lot to do with it. And they're as high character kids as you can ever imagine. And, you know, that goes to, we didn't get to talk about it last time, but we are XL winners, which are juniors. Two great kids there, too, in Philip Ross and Allie Pavick. And, you know, much in the mold of Maddie and Peyton, just kids that are humble and kind and inclusive and just work their tail off and fill their roles and their leaders. And, you know, we're really fortunate as people in school, whether it's a coach or a teacher or administrator, to get to work with kids like that. And it makes our job a lot of fun, and it's fun to see those kids be recognized for the great things that they do.
And as we're talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Athletic Director Norm Gallen. Norm, just because I talk to a lot of the coaches, boys and girls, basketball, wrestling, hockey, all of them great coaches, fun to talk with them every week. You know, when I ask them questions, they always like to talk about their team and the players and everything they do. Since you're the athletic director, this is your time. Just give me one good thing or one thing you like most about each of those coaches and the jobs that they've done this season.
Sure. You know, I guess I talked about Maddie already and the great job she's doing with dance. I'll go to Jordan Cressup. And the thing that I've really admired about Jordan, and I think the thing that sets him apart, is just, you know, he's obviously a tireless worker and a tireless preparer, but he has just done a really nice job of building a team and a relationship and expectations and really bringing a group of girls together and getting the most out of his talent. I think he's you know, really kind of change things up and to fit what he has, and that's a great quality to have as a young coach. Kevin Thunberg, again, a great relationship guy. I think as we've learned over the years, I think X's and O's are really important, but you know, you've got to get kids to buy what you're selling and buy into what you're doing. And I think Kevin does a great job of that. And he's a very personable guy and really a cool-headed coach when he's coaching. Just a great role model for our kids. Brad Wallum, our wrestling coach, again, a guy that's working really hard with the young kids. And I think he kind of sees, he has a good vision of what a program is going to need to have. So I think he's starting in the right places with the youth and the JV and the junior high and the elementary. And again, a real good person for our kids to be around. Scott Woods, Woody with hockey, is about as knowledgeable a hockey coach as there is. And like Jordan, I think he's a guy that's always prepared and he's able to kind of change things up to fit his talent. I think he's done a great job of building a team, and he's got a tougher job with seven schools involved in our co-op. And I think he does a real good job with that and staying involved with everything and knowing what's going on there. And of course, Terry Olson with Nordic Skiing. Terry's been a coach in our district forever, and he's a Hall of Famer in two different sports, and that's because Terry, everybody loves Terry, and everybody loves working for him, and he just has a real knack with kids and getting the most out of them. So I think I remembered everybody there. I can't say enough. We have been so blessed in all of our sports right now to just have great people in front of our kids, and I'm really proud of the job that they do, and I'm really proud of the way that they work with kids. And they don't coach sports, they coach young people, and there's a distinction there. And growing a kid is most important, or growing a young person is most important to them, and that's what they do, and I'm really proud of them.
All right, we're talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Athletic Director Norm Gellin. Norm, one last question, then we'll let you go here is, you know, as an athletic director, you've had to deal with, hosting the dance competition. You also had a little bit of cancellations throughout the week. I know the hockey game got postponed, and with dealing with weather and just kind of everything throughout the year. As an AD, is this time of year, do you sweat a little bit?
You know, I think if there's one positive thing that's come out of everything, and I'm going to go back, 12 years ago, I was an AD right after the tornado hit. And, you know, I've been an AD through COVID. I've been an AD through really lousy springs where we haven't been able to get outside until May 1st. And, at this point, you just roll with things. And the real neat thing about athletic directors and activities directors is we work so well together. And, we've learned, I think, to really be flexible. And do I sweat it? No. Do I worry about it? Yeah. But I know in the end I can call Randy over at Henning or Greg over at Verndale or whatever I need to do, and we can get things done. And, it takes a little work, but you just, modify and overcome. And that's what you do. And we just try to do the best we can to get our kids playing and keep everybody healthy and safe. And I'm a little worried today. Obviously, it's 20 below, and we got a bus going to Lake of the Woods and a bus going to Manoman. But, we're going to make the best decisions we can and certainly do the best we can for kids.
Talking with Wadena Deer Creek Athletic Director Norm Gellin. Norm, thanks so much for joining on, as you do every month. Pleasure to have you on the program. We'll chat at you next time.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome back here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're joined with Wadena Deer Creek head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. Coach, thanks for joining the program. Hope you had a great break, and now as we move into 2022, back at it. Just talk a little bit about how you guys spent your break.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, TJ. Break was quick. I mean, it's hard to believe when you think you have, 10 days off of school and practice or whatever you want to call it, and in a blink of an eye, you're already now in the end of the first week of January. We had a lot of practices over break. We even got some older guys, the coaches and different coaches from different sports. Mr. Petermeyer was in there, Mr. Cressup, myself, some of our assistants, and we got to scrimmage the boys a little bit. And that was a lot of fun. We definitely got their blood flowing and their tempers up a little bit by some of our trash talking, and luckily we were able to win a couple games before us old guys started getting tired, and then they really took it to us. But it was a fun day to scrimmage there. But other than that, it was a lot of just getting in the gym, getting shots up, trying to stay in shape the best we could. We had the full 3 weeks off from when we had played Henning at home back, whatever day that was, December 17th or something like that. And then we played again last night. So that was a long break, but we're happy to be back on the other side of break and ready to go full go.
Yeah, and you know, with break and like you said, getting a lot done and getting a lot of being able to do a lot of different stuff. Just what do you think was one area that your team improved upon most during that time off?
You know, it's so hard. I think with breaks, especially over like the holiday break, because some practices you have half your team here, other practices you miss another quarter of guys that are on Christmas vacations or whatever it is. So it was really hard, or a challenge anyways, for us to have like full complete practices with everybody there. So what we did as best we could is we shot the ball a lot. You know, we just worked on individual type things because as a team, we couldn't really go over too much scheme work or those kind of things because, you know, we were missing a lot of people. But so got a lot of shots up. We conditioned a lot to stay in shape. With the style of play that we like to play, we gotta have guys that are in shape and can move the ball up and down the court, and we got to be able to make shots. So those are two of our big things we were able to accomplish over break.
And like you said, had a bit of a time off now as you guys kind of take that pause. And now had your first game on Thursday night. You beat Monaga and had a pretty good defensive showing, held them to under 40 points. Just talk a little bit about what, you know, obviously it was a great defensive effort, but what did they do that kind of helped that?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't know if we've ever, as I'd have to go back and look through the years, but I don't know with myself as a head coach if we've ever held a team. I believe Monaga ended up with 28 points, so under 30, I don't think that's ever happened. So our guys, I mean, they worked their butts off on the defensive end. We were communicating better than we maybe did prior to Christmas break. Guys were rebounding. Monaga did not get a lot of second chance opportunities, so kudos to our guys because they're starting to buy in more and more to what we're preaching in practice. And it really showed last night. Offensively, we had some guys out missing. You know, our starting point guard Teshi Lohr was out with a little bit of an illness, so he ended up missing the game. But we had some guys that really stepped up and were aggressive. One thing that we've kind of had a problem in the past is guys just kind of standing around shooting threes after threes after threes and not being aggressive trying to attack the rim. And last night we had quite a few guys that were willing to do that for us, and we had a lot of success doing it. So it was an all-around great game to get back for. We get a quick practice today, and we go to Staples tomorrow already.
Yeah, and kind of talking with that game against Staples, just what are you guys going to need to do to come out on top in that one? What are you looking forward to in that matchup?
Yeah, it's looking like Teshi is back in school today, so it looks like we'll have our full arsenal ready to go against Staples. Looking at their schedule, they're sitting at about 500, which is what we're at right now. They've played some quality teams, and they've been in some tight games. Looking at kind of the film work from them, they like to play some different zones or man defenses and switch it up a lot. So it'll be important for us, just as our guards, you know, especially some of our younger guys that haven't seen, different defenses thrown at them, you know, throughout one game. Just being able to recognize so we can get into our correct offensive set, that'll be important. But I think the big thing, and it'll all come back down to, is can we emulate the same defensive effort that we showed last night in Monaga? I mean, if we're able to play, talk, move, rebound like we did on the defensive end, like we did last night, if we can do that tomorrow, I think we'll be having a lot of success over in Staples.
All right, and best of luck in that game, Coach. Great to talk with you again. Best of luck in 2022, and we'll chat at you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Again, that was head boys basketball coach of Wadena Deer Creek. That's Kevin Thunberg talking about how his team has played strong coming in their first game out of the break. And again, they are playing in Staples Motley tonight at 5 p.m. Again, Saturday today, 5 p.m. They're at Staples Motley to try and keep that winning streak going. Moving on now from the boys' side of things over to girls' basketball. We're talking with the Wolverines head girls' basketball coach. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like. All right, next here on Wolverines Weekly, we are talking with Wadena Deer Creek head girls basketball coach. It's Jordan Cressip. Coach Cressip, thanks for joining the program. How have you been over the break?
It's been good. It's been good. It was an enjoyable break. It was good to relax and hang out with the family and then and get back to practice. And we had a little scrimmage over break and back at it. So, yeah, it was a good break.
And you mentioned a little bit just kind of what you guys were doing over that winter break. How do you think your team did over the break? Do you think that they took I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you think they took a good step forward, or kind of what was the feel like over break?
The feel was really good, actually. I feel like we took some steps forward for sure. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get from that Christmas break. It's you're practicing at different times. You know, there's no school. You're out of the routine. And different kids are gone for different things and different things going on. So you never know, you know, what you're going to get, what the focus level is going to be. But I thought we came into practice that week and did some really good things. We were focused. We were excited, you know, it was enjoyable to see, you know, I feel like we took a couple steps forward for sure over break.
And you talk about that routine, and yeah, they're practicing at different times of the day. They're off. They just had Christmas. They, you know, just there's been a lot of stuff going on. How important is it now to get back into that routine and just school, practice, and then games a couple times a week? How important is that to get back into that routine to try and get them going?
Yeah, for sure. As nice as break was, it's definitely good to honestly get back to school and get back to teaching, and then get back into that routine and the structure of things and. Get a few good practices in and get everyone there, you know, and it's definitely good to get back that structure of things.
And, you know, you guys had your first game coming back, and you played it on your first game since December 21st. You played on Tuesday against Henning. You guys had a really good showing. You won 36-57. You're undefeated in the conference so far. But on this game against Henning, what did you like about that?
Yeah, I thought we just played well as a group, as a team, throughout that entire game. I feel like, you know, down the stretch there in the second half, we had a few different players stepping up and hitting big time shots, and in the scoring column we were balanced, and I feel like we're just playing ball and having fun, and ultimately that's what you want, you know, and you want kids, you know, executing and thinking things through, but you also want them playing free and taking what the defense gives them, and I feel like that's kind of what we did that night. You know, Henning's tough; they're good defensively, and they're quick and have good athletes. And then Misagatis was unbelievable that night. We had a hard time stopping her at all. You know, she had her 36 points, and you know, despite that, despite giving up that many points to one player, we kind of rallied around it and we kept our composure and said, "Hey, you know what? She's." She's playing well. She's hitting shots. You know, let's just make things as difficult as we can and just keep staying the course. And so that was definitely a fun one. It was a good confidence booster for our girls.
And you touched on that a little bit just with Miskatis had a good game and just the ability of – I know you guys have a lot of you have a lot of experience on your roster. Does that play into just having a girl who has a great game on the other side and you're just able to say she's having a great game but we still need to control what we can control? Is that something that really is one of the benefits of a veteran team?
Yes, for sure. It's huge to have that in a veteran team. And, you know, there was a couple lapses there, you know, defensively in the second half, especially when she got going. We wanted to make things difficult, and she kind of had a couple, you know, easy drives and a couple easy buckets, and you know, we talked about that, discussed that in the timeout, and the girls responded well. And ultimately, that's all you can ask for is, okay, all right, this is happening. You know, it's not good. It's not advantageous to us, but you know, we can still do things offensively and we can still, you know, respond to some of those struggles in a good way. And that's what we did. You know, we just focused on what we could control.
And you touched on it earlier. We talked when you mentioned your offense, you said taking what's in front of them. You guys have had a good offensive showing even before the break, coming your last game out, getting, I believe, above 60 points in your last two games. Is it that simple? Is it just them taking what's in front of them, or has there been anything else that's helped out get to kind of that offense that they've been playing?
Yeah. That was, you know, kind of our main focus from the start, you know, kind of our main struggle. We knew we were going to struggle offensively a little bit, especially from the start of the season, with kind of the different players we have, and with Maddie being out, you know, we knew it was going to be a tougher to put the ball in the basket at times, and we knew we needed some other players to step up and take on that role. And it's been a kind of a couple different players, you know, Montana Carson's hitting shots from outside, you know, and Addie Gravel's being aggressive and taking it at the rim, and you know, Lauren Gravel's really stepping up and scoring in different ways, which is an awesome, awesome to have as a coach. And and then our other players are coming in and hitting shots and doing those good things too. And you know, even in the first few games when we were not, you know, scoring as much, we were still getting good shots, you know, we were getting good looks, we were you know, we weren't forcing anything, and that you live with that, and they're going to fall. We're going to keep shooting in practice. We're going to keep working on that, and we knew it would come along. We just got to trust the process and keep things going, trending forward and upward in the right direction, and keep believing in ourselves and have confidence when we play games. And so that's kind of what we've done the last few games. We've played a little bit more confidently, and hopefully we can keep that going.
And the confidence has been showing in some wins. The Wadena Deer Creek Wolverines girls basketball team, they're 4-0 in the Park Region Conference, tied with Monaga for first place as of this recording. Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball head coach Jordan Cressip. Coach, always great to talk with you. Good luck here as we now get into 2022, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, DJ. Appreciate it.
All right, well, we have more to come here on Wolverines Weekly, including some conversations with head hockey coach Scott Woods and head wrestling coach Brad Wollum. Those are coming up after this. All right, welcome back here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're joined, as we are every episode, with head hockey coach Scott Woods. And coach, how's the break been for you?
It's good. You know, we got some time off. We were able to probably get a good 3-4 days off and then give the kids a good rest. And then we went and played a holiday tournament and worked hard for 3 days in a row and then gave them a couple days off again. So it was kind of nice. It was a way to get some rest, but then keep competitive at the same time.
And you talk about that tournament there. You guys went to Little Falls, I believe. So talk about, you guys were 1-1 in those two games. Just talk about what you saw from those two matchups.
Well, they were good. Actually, we played three. So we played the first one, we played Wyndham. We played well there. It was 4-1. They got a goal late on the power play. We played very well there. They've got a nice team. Then we played Little Falls, who's, you know, right now they're number three in the state. They're undefeated. And really, we hung in there. It was 8-2, but they had three power play goals. The 5-on-5, it was more of a 5-2 game. So we felt pretty good about that. Our kids battled hard against a really good team. They got a couple leaders in state in scoring. And like I said, they're undefeated. So it was the kind of game we wanted to have. And then we played Northern Lakes, who's a new team that came into our section. We've always had them in conference. They went to the state tournament last year. There was lots of talk about them, and we were thrilled with that. We ended up beating them 5-4. We were up 4-0, and they got a couple goals to get some momentum back, but then we closed it out with a nice goal in the third period to beat them. So that was a big, as far as conference and section seeding, that was a really big win for us.
Yeah, and you know, just getting to play those games during a holiday break, you know, when, you know, like, some sports like basketball, the holiday tournaments aren't played as much. So, you know, and it just kind of gives you that little bit of break and to not only get to play a couple games, but, you know, as you just touched on, getting to play some really high-level competition and getting to see a lot of good from that. How important is it during this winter break?
I just think it's really important because we've debated every year. There's teams that have gone away from it. I know other sports have too. And every year we talk about maybe doing something different and just scheduling more games. But you know, if it falls right, you get some break before and after, kids can get away a little bit, get out and snowmobile, ice fish, just take a break, then I don't mind doing it. And we purposely went to that one. We could have played three teams that we thought we could beat easily, but I wanted three really good competitive games, and we got exactly what we wanted. We've told our kids that we don't schedule, set up a schedule so we win every single game. We're going to have some games, teams that are better than us, that we're going to see where we match up and where we stand. And Little Falls could very well be the team that goes to state in their section. And, you know, if they're a three seed in state, we know where we stand. We competed in that game. You know, like I said, some power play goals got away from us, but we showed at good stages of the game we could hang in there with them.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about that just kind of in Christmas break, but what was, you know, for your staff and for what you guys wanted to do, what necessarily were your goals kind of coming into the break, and how do you feel, did you guys kind of match them?
Well, I think we did. I think our biggest thing was to go and play some good teams, see where we stand, keep our legs under us. That's one of the biggest things at that time, yet be able to give the kids a break on both ends of it. And it, like I said, it really... I think that matched our goals very well. Give the kids a little time away, come back. We had one practice before the tournament just to kind of get them, their feet back under them. And again, I thought they competed. To be able to play like that is kind of a, you know, the only time you really get three back-to-back games would be at a state tournament level. You know, in playoffs, you've got a couple days in between. So it's always a good test that way, too, just to see what kind of stamina you have, if we've got them in the right conditioning. And I thought we did. You know, we came to the biggest game for us really was the Northern Lakes game, and we didn't play them until the third night, and the kids came to play. They played hard. So I think we got a lot out of finding out what kind of resiliency we have with our kids and again, conditioning. And I thought all that was there. And then again, we got to give them a couple more days off to refresh and come back for the new year.
Yeah, and you know, it's not necessarily quite the halfway point in the season if you go the exact number of games, but it's around the halfway point of the season right now. You guys are well above 500 at this point in the year, and just, you touch on it a little bit, but just how important is it, you know, in a long season that is the winter sports season, to, you know, having a good season, obviously, and starting importance, every coach is going to say they want to start important, but just to, or start well, and that's important, but just how big is it for you guys to win a lot of these games early and to really kind of build that momentum going forward and into the second half and playoffs?
Well, I think a lot of it's confidence. You know, last year we hung in with so many teams. Our record didn't show it, but we hung in there so many times. We just, you know, a combination of giving up a few too many goals and not scoring enough goals. We weren't doing it on all three parts of the rink. We played well and played hard. We just didn't quite have enough. And I think the confidence is the biggest piece. You know, we're putting away goals. We're playing good defensively, limiting goals. And, you know, the kids go into a game knowing that we've got a chance to win every night. And just building that type of confidence goes a long, long ways. You know, kids, when you get to that midpoint, especially in a winter season when it's a long season, you know, if kids start getting down and feeling like they don't have a chance, it's hard to get them to show up and compete. But you know, I've been thrilled with that. They know every night we've kind of jumped on teams right away in the first period. And our kids believe they can win. And if we can keep doing that, we've gone and scouted some other teams. We went last night, made a trip over in the cold to watch Alexandria and Fergus Falls, who we had a couple top teams in the section, and even had some of the kids go with to see that we can play with those teams. So I think the confidence is a huge piece of it, and hopefully it just continues the rest of the year.
And now moving on into the second half of the season, for you and your staff, what are your goals for the team?
Well, I think just to continue, and we've tried to take away, of course we want to win, everybody wants to do that, but you know, a big part for us has always been, number one, the experience. We want the kids to be having a blast. You know, I want them to come to the rink every day and enjoy what they're doing, bring home memories, enjoy the bus rides, all the extra things that go with it. And then not to focus on the wins, but just focus on little things. You know, we had a great motivational speaker that came and worked with us early in the year, too, and just talked about the process of you go out and compete every shift, every practice, do all the things right, and let the chips fall where they may. You know, we hope to get wins, but if we go out and compete at our top level and do everything we can, you know, win or lose, so be it. We're happy with that. So I think that's a big part of our goal, is to have a good experience, compete day in and day out, and hopefully the wins come along with it.
All right, last question here for you, Coach. Just you kind of touched on it a little bit before talking about Little Falls, but kind of how do you feel, you know, kind of with your section, how do you feel like it's shaping up, and where do you like your chances?
Well, what's really nice is we've had those critical games. You know, we played Morris Benson, we played Prairie Center, we won the games we needed to win. Northern Lakes was a big one because, you know, where we were sitting, you know, kind of based on wins at this point, you know, instead of being down in that bottom part of the section where we've been the last few years, we were looking at maybe a 4 seed. Now beating Northern Lakes probably bumps us up to a possible 3 seed. You know, we've still got teams to play again and beat, but as of right now, we're sitting in a really good spot. And then, you know, Alexandria and Fergus Falls are probably the two up ahead of us right now. We get to play Fergus, we don't get to play Alec. So we're sitting in a good spot. We've just got to keep competing and beating some of these teams the second go around.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Wolverine hockey head coach Scott Woods. Coach Woods, thanks for jumping on the program. Always great to talk with you, and best of luck as we start out 2022.
Yeah, thank you. We sure appreciate the coverage. You're doing a great job.
It's been a great season so far for the Wadena Deer Creek Wolverines hockey team, and those boys are hoping to improve as they jump now into 2022 and finish strong. Now as we move from the rink, we're going over to the mat to talk some wrestling with the Wadena Deer Creek head wrestling coach. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like. We're talking here with the Wadena Deer Creek wrestling coach. This is Brad Wollum. Coach, thanks for joining the program. I hope you had a great break. How's it been going with your team?
Pretty good. We had a nice Christmas break, nice stretch of practice here to let people heal up. And, you know, we got hopefully the flu bug and everything behind us, ready for a jam-packed January.
All right, and, you know, just talk about what you guys did over your break and just kind of how practice went for you, or just kind of what the tone of it was. Just how was that time?
It was pretty good. I mean, it was kind of rough on the kids. I had 6 a.m. practice, 6 to 8 a.m., so forced them to get out of bed on those cold, snowy mornings that we had. But, no, it went good and had good participation. You know, we had couple days of challenges in there, and then we spent one day, the final day of Christmas break, over at the Maslowski Center doing some swimming and working out over there. So it was a good time to just kind of mix it up.
Yeah, and how important is that during winter break to just kind of hit that, you know, obviously it's you know, the middle of the school year, it's the middle of winter, it's cold. How nice is it to have that kind of day where you just kind of take that mental break and just kind of have that team bonding experience as you guys get ready for the second half?
It's huge, especially coming off the holidays in a sport like wrestling. Weight management, of course, is, you know, an aspect that many sports, you know, or that's unique to the sport. So having that, and then after January 1st, all the weight classes get a 2-pound allowance. So 106 technically is 108, 113 is 115, and so on. So it's just kind of nice to kind of get that time where you can take a week without having to worry about your weight so much. Of course, it's always in the back of your mind, but it's a good mental break.
And during this Christmas break, and now as you guys are getting back into action here, who have been some players over that time, and now as you're getting in here, that have really kind of stood out to you? Somebody said, you know, he's really working hard during this time.
I mean, now the whole team's been really working hard, even our junior high and JV kids. I mean, it's hard to name out specific kids. As a whole, the whole group has really been stepping up to the plate. And I told the kids over Christmas break, January's got to be the worst month of the year, especially for wrestling, because it's event after event after event, weigh-in after weigh-in after weigh-in, and you're going to get physically beat up. You're going to be sore. You're going to be hurt. Everybody's going to want to quit at some point. So we just got to be there to pick each other up. And, you know, everybody has their days where they're up. Some everybody has their days when they're down. And but overall, the whole team, I would say, has been doing great so far.
And now as you get back into action here, just talk a little bit about how things have gone in the first week of January.
You know, pretty good. We've only had one event so far. On Tuesday, we wrestled New York Mills and Staples Motley. You know, the assistant coach and I were pretty nervous because some of our varsity kids hadn't competed in about 3 weeks due to some canceled events. So with a long stretch like that, you kind of, as soon as you get in the routine, then they kind of fell out of the routine. So we were nervous facing New York Mills right away on Tuesday night, but they came out and they wrestled pretty well. They were very offensive. New York Mills has some very good kids, and kudos to them. And then we regressed a little bit when we wrestled Staple Motley, but we're looking forward to seeing what the results of Friday night's team event has in store for us up at Menomon.
And now, as you mentioned it, it's a lot of wrestling here in the month of January, and as you guys are getting into this second half, just talk about what the goals are for your team for the rest of the season.
The main goal, we've just been trying to break it down to bite-sized chunks. You know, the season started November 22nd, so November 22nd to December 22nd, just progressing, getting into shape, and just, you know, doing little victories, figuring out what we need to do. Now, January, you know, going from December 22nd to January 22nd, there's going to be a lot of events in those 30 days. Just, you know, picking each event, just learning from each one. Like I said, some kids are going to have an outstanding Tuesday, but they're going to have a really bad Friday or Saturday tournament, or vice versa. So just kind of overall, you know, we're going to go forward, we're going to go backwards, but as long as the overall trend is moving forward, that's the goal.
Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head coach of the wrestling team, it's Brad Wallum. Coach, thanks so much for joining into the program as you guys are getting ready here for a busy January here in 2022. Thanks for taking the time to jump on the program, and we'll chat at you again next week.
Yeah, you bet.
That'll wrap up our show for today. This has been Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Stay tuned next week as we will bring you more conversations with the Wadena Deer Creek coaches and more. See you then.